to the best of our knowledge, is produced at Wisconsin Public Radio. And if there's one thing we know here in America's Dairyland, it's cows. So as long as we're talking about lies that last, have you ever tried to tip a cow?
So the idea, the popular conception of cow tipping is that on a semi-regular basis, young men, usually drunk, go out into the countryside, find a dairy cow, and sneak up on it. The cow is sleeping while it's standing on its feet. And the young men, sometimes just one, sometimes it's a couple, run up and just give it a good old shove, and down the cow goes. And it's a great laugh for everybody. And I think if you quiz a room of people who maybe grew up in more suburban or urban areas and said, is cow tipping real? Most people would say, yeah, oh yeah.
That's Jake Swearingen of Modern Farmer magazine. And he says the truth is, no one can tip a cow. He told Charles Monroe Kane he has physics and even YouTube to back him up.
In 2005, there was a student at the University of British Columbia named Tracy Boechler who did basically the rough equation of what it would take to tip a cow. That equation was later refined by Dr. Marco Lilly, and they published a small paper on it. And that paper sort of blew up. It was published in numerous newspapers. I think maybe much to Dr. Margot Lilly's regret. Talking to her, you get the sense that, you know, she's a very serious doctor of zoology, and somehow cow tipping has become what she's most known for. But they basically run through what the physics would require to tip a cow, and they're daunting, to say the least.
You know, there's this joke I always remember, you know, a guy walks into a bar, tries to pick up a woman, and she says, you know, get away from me. You have a 1 in a million chance for me to ever go out with you. And he's like, yeah, I got a chance.
So you're saying there's a chance.
But I look at it and I think to myself, well, in certain, you know, conditions, if you got your physics right, but you're saying not in real world conditions.
So let's say that you wanted to tip a cow, and let's also sort of posit that you exist in a universe where there's the platonic ideal of the tippable cow. The creator of this universe has decided, you know what, cows actually should go over on their side as much as possible. Okay. So to do that, you would create a cow that's basically a rigid rectangular body. Think of basically like a refrigerator that stands at about 4.5 feet tall, or 1.5 meters, weighs about 682 kilograms, and that's about 1,500 pounds. And is completely unreactive. As you start pushing against it, it will not do anything. Even if you take all that into account, you're going to need 1,360 newtons of force. So once Dr. Margot Lilly really started to take all that into account, her equation showed that 5 very strong people could possibly do it. And really, it's more like 6 people of average strength could tip a cow. But here's the real problem, is that you need to generate all of this force. And you generate force, you know, the equation for force is force equals mass times acceleration. And so you, even if you have these 6 people, you can't, ideally, you're not going to all be able to increase your own mass, you know, at will. I can't increase my own body weight at will without a lot of time in the gym or, you know, various other methods.
Yes.
The only thing that you can change is your acceleration. So you not only have to get 5 or 6 people to come up on a cow that's awake, that's going to be reactive, that's going to be bracing itself, that's going to be trying to moving away from you, but you have to come at it very, very quickly. So you need to increase that amount of acceleration, which again just adds a whole nother layer of complexity. And the final part that she points out is that, so imagine again that a cow is sort of this refrigerator that you're trying to push over, and you have a refrigerator and you want to tip it over on its side. You don't push straight across. You don't push at 180 degrees relative to the, you know, plane of the earth. You actually have to push upward a little bit. So you need to get 6 people that also probably like go to the gym and do a lot of squats that have a lot of the ability to sort of generate upward thrust as well. And so all of that put together just creates this sort of situation where it's really, 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 really difficult, even with 6 people all moving in concert, to get a cow over into its side.
Well, there you go. The physics has spoken. Now, did you think this was real before you started this? To be honest.
I really highly doubted it was real. I grew up in Oklahoma. You know, I had been around cows. I understood how large they were, but I still, you never know. You know,
human beings are
really ingenious creatures. You know, we went to the moon. You know,
yeah, we're stupid and smart. It's a great mix.
Exactly. I didn't want to discount the idea that maybe somewhere out there, like, it had happened, even if on the face of it, it seemed highly unlikely.
Now, your strongest argument, in my opinion, is the YouTube phenomena argument. Can you tell us that?
Sure. You know, when I first started writing this article, you know, one of the first things that I did, honestly, was just go onto YouTube and start looking around to see if there was any sort of example of cow tipping. YouTube, to my mind, is sort of, it is the clearinghouse of human stupidity. You can go and find literally thousands of videos of kids taking the cinnamon challenge, where they put a teaspoon of cinnamon in their mouth and they end up gagging and nearly throwing up. Kids jumping off roofs onto trampolines, you know, so many examples of people lighting fireworks indoors. It's just sort of nonstop stupidity because that gets attention on the internet. And I think tipping is a really stupid thing, and yet there's not a single example of it. And so to my mind, that's sort of the final nail in the coffin of the idea of cow tipping being an actual thing beyond a rural legend.
Well, thank you very, very much, and hopefully this will stop people from trying to go tip cows all across the country.
Yeah, I cannot emphasize enough, it is a really dumb and dangerous thing to even attempt to do, and even if you go attempt it, the cow's going to stay upright and you're going to end up in the mud.
I am cow, hear me moo, I weigh twice as much as you, and I look good on the barbecue. Yogurt, curd, cream, cheese, and butter's made from liquid from my udders. I am cow, hear me moo.
Charles Monroe Kane talked with Jake Swearingen of Modern Farmer magazine.